Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Would you eat food that was randomly dropped off at your house, even if it was allegedly for you? I'm asking you, Alex, because I want to get to the story with Audrey.
Yeah. I mean, like, delivered.
Okay, let's just say DoorDash came to your house. Yeah. Ding dong, you answer the door. You're like, Alex?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then they hand you a bag, but it's something that you didn't order. Would you eat it?
No.
Audrey calls me over the weekend. She says, did you order donuts for me?
Mm-hmm.
No. What are you talking about? She goes, someone just showed up at my door with a bag of donuts, and I don't know who else would have ordered it for me because they said Audrey.
Dang.
Nobody else knows where I live.
Oh, damn. Wait, yeah. I don't even know where you live.
Exactly. I was at my babe cave, and I was all alone, right? I was watching TV, and I get a knock-knock at the door, which is funny. Because I've seen a lot of videos about how different ages react differently to someone knocking on the door. And it's funny because us younger people are less prepared for it. Like, when someone knocks at my door, my heart stops. Like, I'm like, oh my God, it's the killer.
That's
like,
funny.
I had to pause the TV. I go and I look out my spy hole at the peephole. And I see a lady there with a sack. Like, just standing there. And I guess it's me profiling. I'm like, oh, it's a woman. She can't hurt me.
Harmless.
Harmless, right? See, if it was a man, I probably wouldn't open the door unless he was good looking. But it was a woman, so it was fine. And I opened the door. But by the time I had opened the door, because, you know, I had to put my thugs on and I had to put, like, a pair of pants on because I wasn't wearing pants. I'm just in my apartment.
Hold on. I can actually put on pants, but why'd you have to put on shoes?
I don't know, in case we had to run or something.
Bro. I mean, that's good thinking. You never know.
It's a weird world.
Right.
I didn't know what was going to happen. So by the time I opened up the door for her, she was headed for the elevator. She just left the sack in front of my door, and she was turning around to leave because I guess it took me too long to get more glammed up.
Yeah.
And she turns back around when she hears my door open, and she's like, Audrey? And I was like, yes. And she's like, oh, that's for you, pointing at the bag. And I picked it up, and sure enough, there was a receipt on it. It didn't say my name on it, but she was dropping it off for me. She had the DoorDash stuff on, and I guess that
she was legit.
Yeah, guess it was legit. So now I have a sack of donuts in here. And the real teller is that everyone I know knows I'm lactose intolerant. And so this had to be a fake fan because no one in my family would send me this. I called my family. I called my mom, my dad, you guys. I called Bradley Booker, who picked up on the first ring because he's real.
Because he's real. I don't know. I don't have your address. It wouldn't be me.
Exactly. That's why I'm confused.
So.
And they're not just any old donuts. They are voodoo donuts.
Yeah, they're OG. Well, why didn't you eat them?
Because dairy.
I know that if someone sends someone flowers, you can call the flower shop and they can tell you who sent them. Like, is there a thing where you could reach out to DoorDash or Vudu and say, hey?
I called Vudu and they sent me through every employee. And every employee was like, let me refer you to someone else. And then they kept sending me along.
Mm-hmm.
And they all told me, they're like, it should be at the top of your receipt. It should be at the top of your receipt. But at the top of the receipt, it was DoorDash. And I think it was either the DoorDash person's name or whoever it was the name Jordan.
And Jordan is so ambiguous. It could have been
guy,
some dude that sent you donuts or the woman that dropped it off.
The number at the top was a 555 number. I called it. It's disconnected. It's not a real number. It's 555-555 and then four digits.
I bet it's sketchy.
No such thing.
Nah, I don't know. You know what? You know what I immediately thought after you explained, like, you don't know who sent it and you don't know who has your address. I mean, no one does except that dude that you always see in the elevator.
That's what I thought too. But she said he doesn't know where she lives.
He's never been up to my floor.
I know, but he's never seen you go up to the room or your door.
No, he's a floor. He's a floor two guy. I'm a floor three girl. So he usually is off by the time I get on.
I can't believe you cannot reach out to DoorDash and ask them, like, hey, this was delivered to this address.
It could have been an anonymous thing, you know?
Can you do anonymous on DoorDash?
I don't know. I've never worked for DoorDash. But I guess the big question is now, well, she says she's not going to eat them.
I brought them in for everyone to enjoy.
Dude.
And at first I was like, oh, yeah, bring them in. I'm excited because they're all fancy, right?
They're
the fancy donuts.
They look good.
Now I'm like kind of freaked out. I don't know where they came from. And even though they were delivered by DoorDash, that could be code.
What?
It's just you don't know where they came from. Booker
yeah, you don't know where you came from.
They were coming from you. And I said, hell yeah. And I opened them up. I'm like, damn, they look good. And then when you told me that some random person sends you, I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm scared too.
I love me a good donut, but now I'm a little heebied out.
Back in the day. Or I saw this online, but those donuts, once Booker and I eat them, and then a picture gets sent to us, and those donuts have been on things that...
That's right. Oh,
what?
How did you know? That happened, yes.
I've seen that online where...
Where someone had put a donut around their junk and sent that pic after the donuts were eaten.
Yep.
A woman handed them to me. She picked them up from the place.
She's DoorDash, though. But
You don't know what happened between then and there.
Who would go to the effort of buying these nice donuts and sending them to me?
And
me
why
personally?
Would you get random donuts for no reason?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I just got a point. You don't put voodoo donuts on your junk. You put, like, random glazed
ones.
Exactly.
That's a good point.